Washington House Democrats are proposing nearly $1 billion in short-term property tax relief over the next 2 years. After that, they would impose a new capital gains tax to sustain long-term property tax cuts. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
Last year, lawmakers hiked the state property tax levy by more than 80 cents to pay for schools. But now there's some buyer's remorse.
I fear that people will lose their homes over what we did.
This is House Finance Chair Chris Lytton, a Democrat. She's proposing to cut that tax hike in about half over the next 2 years. Then, beginning in 2020, the state would collect a new capital gains tax to provide ongoing property tax relief. Lytton says taxing a wealthier minority is a fair way to go.
Those 48,000 that are going to pay the excise tax on capital gains, I don't believe any of them will lose their homes over this.
But a capital gains tax is a tough sell, even among some Democrats. And minority Republicans say it's the first step to an income tax in Washington. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.